Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Today in our gospel, we hear Jesus challenging our understanding of family and family ties. And in doing so, he reveals the profound truth about the spiritual tapestry of family. So we heard in our gospel today, Jesus receiving the word that his mother and brothers are outside asking for him. And here, right away, we know that the relationship he has with his mother and his brothers. But in our gospel today, as we heard, Jesus' response gives us a surprising look, because it sounds as if he was denying their existence outside. And he looks around those seated around him, and he declared, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And just by hearing these words, we understand that Jesus is expanding our concept of family and challenging us to understand the definition of family beyond the biological sense of the term. He calls us to a deeper spiritual kinship that transcends blood relations, because it's a kinship built on the foundation of doing the will of God. So if we consider for a moment the implication of this message, Jesus is teaching us that our spiritual family is composed of those who share the commitment to the God's will. It's a family where love, faith, and obedience to God binds us together. And practically speaking, what does it mean for us to be part of in a spiritual family? It means supporting one another, bearing each other's burdens, and rejoicing in each other's success, failures, and victories. It means looking beyond the external distinction and seeing the common thread of faith that runs through us all. But then, if we're honest to ourselves, this isn't really easy. Living out this expanded understanding of family requires intentionality from our part. It demands that we actively seek to do God's will in our lives and encourage others to do the same. And in short, it just means putting our love into action. I remember this famous poet whose name I'm forgetting right now, said that, "Imagine a community where each person is committed to God and his will, where genuine love and understanding prevails." It's a great vision to have. But then, this is the vision that Jesus paints for us today: an interconnected family where each member plays a vital role. So today, as we reflect on our readings today, let us pray to Jesus, understand our role here, and understand the definition of family and challenge ourselves to grow in our understanding of family and to expand it to our spiritual family. Amen.